with the player or making him understand his place in the organization or anything like that besides what the coaches do?
In the end, Bill handles those decisions, when it comes to who's available and who's active for the game, and there's ongoing discussions the week, and in the end, you just decide there's only so many players that you can take to the game. So in the end, we'll take the players that we feel can help us win the game, that best give us the opportunity, and you'd like to bring everybody that's on your team to the game, but you only have so many spots on the roster. So those decisions in the end, Bill will make those.
And when you guys signed Rob Ninkovich during camp, you signed a lot of guys during camp, and most of them are not here. Is it surprising or impressive or anything to you when a guy like that not only sticks, but finds his way into the defensive scheme?
Well, I think with Rob's situation, he'd had some experience at some different clubs, and when we had looked at him, he saw a guy who had a good playing style, he had good toughness, so there were some things that we liked about him. Now, in the end, it was his job to determine what his role was going to be, and Rob, like other players, even whether it's Terrence Nunn, who's on the practice squad, or Edelman, or whomever it might be, they're given an opportunity, and their role in the team is based on their performance. So he came in, he worked hard, he created an opportunity for himself, and he made the most of it, and he's fairly versatile. He can do some things defensively, he can do some things in the kicking game, so... in the end, it's up to the players, based on their performance, to determine what their role is going to be.
Nick, just getting back to Adelis for a second and the concept about who plays and who doesn't, what does it say when a guy that you're paying $35 million to can't make the lineup for a particular week?
Every week it's his own entity. You go into the week and you look at the opponent and then you evaluate, okay, here's how we're going to play this team. And you go through the week and it's the meetings, it's the practice. There's a number of different factors that go into it. And then ultimately you have to make a decision when it comes to game day. So, those decisions are never easy. But you have to take each week as its own entity. And then you make your decisions and then you put the 45 players out there. Who we're going to play, and you go and play the game, and we'll come back this week, and we'll prepare for Tampa, and we'll see what the best way for us to play that club is, and then we'll make the decision about who's going to be active on Sunday.
Nick, but would you say that you guys are disappointed in him, the coaches and the personnel people?
I think every player that's on their club, we have them on their team, our expectation is that they're going to go out there, and they're going to perform well given their opportunities, and I think AD is... He's played well for us. He's had a number of games that he's helped us win, so he's been a good player for us. We're happy he's on our club. So we'll prepare this week for Tampa Bay, and we'll see how it goes.
Nick, Bill mentioned that Brandon Tate and Mark Labor could possibly begin, I think he said good possibility they could begin practice this week. Can you walk us through the process after that? Like, once they begin practice, what happens? What are the deadlines? When do you guys have to make what decisions?
Right. Week 6, this is the first week when players that were placed on whether it's reserve PUP or reserve NFI, whatever the status might be, are eligible to practice. Once they start practicing, it's basically there's a 21-day window that they're allowed to practice. Now, at any given point during that 21-day period, you can activate them to your roster, but at the end of their 21-day practice period, you have to make a decision whether or not to put them on the active roster, or if they're not going to go on the active roster, then they'll be placed on the reserve list, similar to a player that's put on IR, if you will. So essentially, then they're ineligible to play the rest of the season. So that 21-day window essentially begins week 6, and I believe it's week 10 or week 11, but that's the point in time where that player can actually start practicing. But once he starts practicing, his clock starts, and there's 21 days that he's allowed to practice until you ultimately have to make a decision about what you're going to do with that player moving forward.
On another topic, Brady talked about on the radio today that improvised second touchdown with Moss, where he's kind of fading to the left, and Moss is kind of going the other way on the field. In the end zone. Can you talk about what what went into some, what goes into something improvised like that, like what rules Moss has to follow and say Brady scrambling to the left or anything like that.
Yeah, we had designed the play, and Randy had a post route on the play, and there was an out cut on the inside of him. So as Tom had dropped back, he read the play out, and, you know, the coverage was fairly good initially. So Tom just kind of moved in the pocket. You know, it was very well protected. Tom moved in the pocket. So Randy ran the post to the near upright, and he didn't have the ball at that point. So then in that situation, he just runs the back end line. And so he went to the back end line. Tom moved to the left, and he sort of had an idea of where he's going to be. And I think it's just a case of two players, two good players, making a good play, understanding the play, and being able to have faith and trust in one another and what they were doing.
Thank you very much, Nick.
Thanks, Dave.